No, wherever you guys are ready.
All right. Well, I guess let's just start with the story of how you came to own
here.
Place. Yeah. That story kind of starts before that, obviously, of you coming up here.
Yeah, no, not before us coming up here. So we came up here. We used to stay at a campground. Well, we started coming up. Robin's aunt owned a resort up here on Spider Lake in like late 70s, early 80s, called Pinecrest Resort. So we started coming up, or she came up like as a kid, you know, and then Robin brought me up in like 95. Like, and we came snowmobiling weekend. It was funny because Robin's aunt goes, "You got the same look in your eye that my husband had in his eye the first time we came up." And she goes, "We never left." So then, you know, 15 years later, we were looking for a place. We used to camp in Minnesota, like Bemidji, Minnesota. And one time we were tired of driving out there, and Robin called the Chamber of Commerce and just asked for if we had any campgrounds up here, nice campgrounds, that one that I told you about. So we started staying there, like 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know. And then we finally wanted to get a permanent site, so we ended up at this Deer Run place. So we started staying there, and then it was cool, it was fun. And then I had a conversation with those guys goofing around one time about, you guys should sell this place and retire. And they said, well, you should buy it. This is our retirement. So we said, we would buy this place. That kind of fell through. That kind of put the bug in us. So we kept looking and looking and looking. And people knew that we were looking. And they actually approached us and said, "Hey, we got a resort for sale." So,
had you been here before then?
Yeah, a couple of times. We came here for music and all that stuff. So we became friends with them. We knew who they were. So.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like I said, we managed that other resort. So we were up here more off. I was up here all summer long. So kind of got to know everybody more and stuff like that.
So were you in the hospitality business before that?
Drove a truck for 30 years. Yeah.
So that's kind of a switch.
Yeah. Yeah, big time. Yeah. Robin had never bartended before. The day we bought this was the first time she ever bartended. I bartended when I was a kid, like 20 years, 21 years old or whatever. But that was it. And then we just, like, running the other one gave us a good idea of which, because that one was, there was no bar. It's just a cabin. So we had a good idea with the cabins and stuff like that, how to manage it. And then we just, it wasn't enough for us both to be up here. Robin was still working. I was getting summers off. My work was real cool. Robin was still working back in Indiana. So
you needed something more in order for you both.
For both of us, yeah. And then we were too far apart. You know, it's getting hard. Like, she was always, I was always up here and she was down there and stuff. The kids were still younger. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what year was it that you bought this?
We just bought this 2 years ago. So this August will be 2 years. So okay. 2023.
And how many years before that had you started managing the other place?
3 years. This will be our fifth year. This is our fifth year. So 3 years before that doing that.
Okay.
So, and then we had that permanent site for like 2 years, two or three years before that. So okay. That's how long we were staying up here, like a lot. Yeah.
So it's been a gradual process.
Yeah, yeah, little by little. Yep. It seems like that's what happens to most people that come up here and live up here. That's how that works. Yeah.
Is this place kind of grabs you and brings you in?
I always said, like, people ask, why'd we drive all the way from, you know, 7 hours to come up here? And I said, first of all, I like the lake. I'm like, there's nothing as nice. If something was like by the Dells where we used to hang out with these guys, if it was half as nice, we would just go there. But like this lake with the islands and all that stuff, because I'm not a huge fisherman. I go out fishing a lot, but like we like hanging out on the islands and all stuff like that and bouncing around the different resorts and stuff. So like, it's just that the people, you come up here and I tell them, we go to a bar at home and you talk to like the four people you're with. You come in a bar up here, it's like instant, like the whole bar is talking to each other within 5 minutes. So it's just always been fun, you know, so.
I mean, do people say, oh, you feel like a local?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure, yeah. And it's usually the first conversation is like, hey, you guys out fishing? Or, you know, what are you guys up to? You guys bumming around? And then, where are you from? And then everybody all chimes in. That's kind of cool.
So what is it like being on your end of that? Because that's obviously what a lot of people feel when they come up to vacation.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Do you get to carry that over when you're the one running the
park? Oh, yeah, when you're on the other side, it's almost like the same thing. It's more like you're hanging, it doesn't seem like you're working. You're just hanging out with friends, you know, behind the bar. You're just on the other side. That's pretty much what it is. And you still have the same conversations. Like, everybody comes in. That's how I usually started. Hey, what are you guys up to? You know, you fishing, or how's the fishing out there and stuff? So, yeah.
So what has been, our story is looking at fishing, but right. Also like how fishing in some ways is competing with everything else to do up here.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because we talked about, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, like it was fishing.
Yeah, yeah, just all little nine horse motors and stuff. Yeah, so.
And a lot of these cabins were built for fishermen.
Most of those places are built. Like, that's why there's only a lot of places that have just two bathrooms. Now you got a ton of people coming in, like when we have music and stuff like that. So it's like, yeah, most of them were built for people in the bar. This bar used to end right here. The previous owner built this out just to have more room, you know? So just because, like, yeah, it's coming more in the summers. Like, fishing's still a big part of it, but like, spring and then the summer months, like June and July, you get a lot of families doing the recreation stuff. So,
and had that already happened before you came up here? Was that part of the wave that you were a part of?
Yeah. Like, a lot of our friends that we met up here do fish, but like I said, it's like weekends, like fish for a couple hours and then spend the rest of the day on the islands or fish in the evening, you know, stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, in terms of how you advertise the resort, are you advertising to two different groups, or are they one group that does two different things?
I don't think we, like, maybe in the spring and the fall, we talked about doing like package deals, like spring fishermen, our ice fishing's like this, like the best spots right out in front, so we like kind of focus then, but the rest of the time it's just more like a family recreation type thing where you got all, that's what, like the big thing on the lake is. There's more, you know, there's so much to do out here. That's why it's not just directed at just fishermen or just recreation people. So we're talking.
So you've almost adopted. Yeah. It's almost like some of the clients came with the place.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, we're probably like 70% repeat customers, you know? So it's like they've been here way longer than we have. So, yeah, you kind of got to fit in.
And what have they taught you about this place and, like, the culture of this place?
Like family type oriented. Yeah, like everybody knows each other. Like, that's cool. Like, the people here, you got to like fit in with the whole crowd, you know? Like, everybody here, a lot of these people come the same week. So this guy knows the guy in that cabin already and stuff like that. So like, we're kind of like, let them figure it. We kind of just have to fit in their groups is more is what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. Randy was telling us before about all the work that the owners do to try and improve the quality.
Yeah,
improve the fishing, because that is part of it, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, like the resort association, like I said, they put the fingerlings in, we stock muskie, we, you know, every so many years, they just keep doing stuff to keep the lake, you know, that's a huge part of it. There was no fish in the lake, we probably wouldn't have anywhere near the people coming up here, so everybody has to pitch in and do different things.
Yeah, so is that something that the resort owners do on their own? Do they work with the DNR, or how does that come together?
They, you know, there's probably other resorts that could probably, but Treelands is a huge part of, like, Treelands Resorts. They own a couple different places. They're like a huge part of, like, the fishery stuff. They put a lot of the stuff together, and then like the Muskies Inc. groups, they do a lot of stuff. So it's all different, you know, all different ones that keep it going. But the resort owners association does a lot of it, and then their partnerships with other, they're in the DNR, but like, yeah, they do a lot of the stuff just to improve, like, because some places the DNR will put so many in, and then we'll add, like, they, with the money they collect or whatnot, they'll add more to it, you know. So
you were saying that you were had a presentation that they gave you recently.
Yeah,
you talked about walleye and some of the competing, you know, the different fish that people go for.
Yeah, right? It was very interesting. DNR came and they do a test every so many years. I think they switch off from the right, from the east to the west side of the lake, and then they drag a net and they'll tell you, you know, they give us a report on, or they just post a report on, you know, up and down numbers versus 10 years ago, 20 years ago and stuff, so.
And is that, I mean, you said you kind of fish or sometimes? Or
yeah, I'm not a huge fisherman. I'm like, I always consider myself a catcherman. That's why I like pan fishing and stuff. I like to go and take the kids out when the crop, like right now, it's perfect. Crappie are spawning, bluegill are spawning. Go out there and catch a bunch of fish, like a couple hours, and eat. Mm-hmm. That's pretty. I like to catch and eat whatever I catch. You know,
so are walleye not worth the time or the effort, or just?
I'm just not that good at it yet. I don't think. Like, I have a lot of guides up here, and I keep telling my wife I want to get out more, you know, because like sometimes when I get out, I don't have a ton of time. But that's why all these guys are like, hey, anytime you're ready, I'll teach you how, like, better to fish walleye and stuff, you know. So
why is it that walleye are considered a cut above?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. A taste of it. I think the taste is one of the biggest parts. Plus, it's like, you know, it's not as easy to catch. You know, I think so. It's a little more sport in it too. Like, people come up, just most people are like just walleye fishermen, you know, especially this part of the year. You know, pretty soon there'll be a lot of muskie come more summer and stuff. So, yeah.
But there's something, I mean, almost anyone, a kid can fish panfish off the dock.
Right, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's usually your first fish.
Right, yeah, yep. And walleye is just, yeah, it's just harder to, you know, harder, and it's just more of a sport and stuff. So, like, and people, you know, they're all after the, 24, 25, 30 inch walleye.
You're fine. Come on in.
Don't talk on this
one. No, you're fine. Come on.
Come on in, guys.
What the heck?
Just watch. Don't trip over anything.
I didn't know you were a celebrity.
I am, yeah.
We're trying our best.
That's fine.
Oh, come on in.
How's it going?
We just come to see how the other half
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. These guys are staying at our place on the other side. Oh, how's it going? How are you?
So, I mean, I guess in terms of, like, obviously the DNR has put a lot of time and money into research.
Right.
Into trying to make sure that walleye are still.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would it mean if, like, there were no walleye out there?
I think it would cut down on fish. I think there's a good example in Minnesota that Miles Lack, I think it's called.
Yeah,
they cut out walleye fishing for, like, 2 years to let it replenish kind of deal. And the resorts, like, they really struggle. Like, now I guess it's fantastic. I mean, it worked out in the long run, but. I mean, there's a lot. I think a lot of people, they just come to walleye. It's like that elusive, not as elusive as a muskie, but yeah, more, you know, more. But people are looking to get.
What's your?
I'm so sorry. Would you mind just sitting on that chair over there?
Oh, which chair?
Just on this. Can
I like behind you?
Yeah, that's fine.
You won't. Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
We'll be done soon.
Be quiet.
No, you guys keep it.
We just didn't want your any classic, you know.
Yeah, thank you. People have 1985.
What was that?
So, one of the other groups that exists up here, and that's obviously forever, are the tribes.
Yeah.
How do they factor into what people think of when they think of these waters and fishing, and especially walleye?
Yeah, I mean, I think the tribes, like, they a lot of the islands are theirs, islands out here and stuff, you know, so it's part of the, you know, this is actually reservation, like, we're on, like, the road and stuff going down is reservation property here, so, yeah. So, I mean, I guess, yeah, they're always... I mean, everyone knows the native islands are and stuff like that. And, like, Newpost is, because it's kind of weird. Like, I guess you can go back to last year was the 100-year anniversary. And if you ask, like, the resort owners, it's like, oh, they're celebrating, like, a 100-year anniversary. The natives, it's not, it's like a 100-year, they have some of them had T-shirts, like, 100-year, you know, they're sad about it. You know, like, it was two different deals, you know. So yeah.
Obviously, way back in the 80s, there were like the walleye wars.
I never experienced, but I heard stories about all that, like fights at the dams and stuff like that. Yeah.
But that doesn't exist. You don't hear people talk about.
No, I don't know. I never see like a boatload of natives out fishing. I mean, I don't know what the difference is, but you know, like, so I don't know. They can fish like earlier in the year, so I think they get a better chance, you know, like with spearing and stuff like that when they're spawning and stuff. So yeah,
but that does in fact. I mean, you don't. I guess you sometimes you hear old people grumbling.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the natives are spearing.
You hear. I have a feeling it like died over the like it's died down. You know, like you hear people. So I think some people disagree that they can fish when it's when an early one, you know, in the spawn and stuff like that. But you don't hear. Like, it's not as much. Like, I don't think as it used to be. Like I said, we were nowhere near being here during that time, but I heard of like all the stuff that would happen and stuff.
Do you think people know how many fish the tribes put back in through like their stocking programs and things like that? Or is it just more of that almost doesn't like their full existence is kind of separate?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like we don't get as many. Like, I mean, when we had those meetings just a couple weeks ago, the tribe comes and talks and stuff, and they talk about, you know, what they were talking about, like camping islands and stuff like that. But yeah. I mean, the DNR just gave, I guess, bigger thing on what they got stocked in. So, yeah, so I don't know. I guess you don't really think about it too much. So.
In terms of, like, your long-term plan, is this, like, a semi-retirement, or is this, like...
Yeah, like 8 to 10 years was our plan, yeah. I was 52 when we bought it. I was kind of somewhere around 62 and then retire, unless we really love it and, you know, and it gets easier as we go on after we're done remodeling everything and stuff. So, and then who knows, or someone could come in... A couple of years. I mean, like, who wouldn't want to be retired? You know.
I mean, or is that going to be like you're going to be the one finding out who's interested in buying?
Yeah. That probably it could be. I always tell people now. Like, you hear people go, "Oh, you know, yeah, what made you do this?" And that's really cool. Me and my wife talk about doing. And I'm always like, "Well, come see me in 8 years." You know, like we got another 8 years, and if that's when you're looking, you know. So.
So what's it like for you when people pull in that you know, I've been here forever?
It's like, yeah.
I mean. is our family coming back?
Or it is like a big family. Like our Sundays for music, and then like the now we're just getting to know like these guys we know from the other place 3-4 years now. After you're here a couple of years, it becomes like family. You know, we know what weeks certain groups are coming, and we're like, oh hey, so and so is coming this week. The McMahon group's coming this week, or that we call the one group the Italians from Milwaukee. They're coming. It's like it's fun. Yeah, it's like a like you know. It's like it is like family, yeah.
Well, and you can almost see their milestones, like just on the Randy, like this is the first year his grandson came.
Yeah, yeah, and it's cool, yeah. And we try and like with those guys, they came up and they asked me about a like basket that their friends made, and they talked about it. So she went out and dug it out of there. I'm like, it's still over there. You can go get it, you know. So, but you could see how like it's that's what I love when they come and they've been here coming so long, and when they take care of the place like it's their own. You know what I mean? Like the cabins are better when they leave. It's just cleaner when they got here, you know. So it makes it they know they're coming back next year. So it's a big part of it. So.
Anything else that you want to add along what we've been talking about?
Yeah. What did I think of?
That was good. Thank you for
saying that. Yeah, no problem.
So I think what we'd like to do is you said those are your friends, if they're okay with us.
Hello?
Yeah. I was going to go over there later on today and come say hi to you guys. I still come in a couple times.
Yeah.
Make sure I say hi to everybody.
Alex, you do.
Alex doing a pretty good job over there for you.
Yeah.
He's a nice kid, yeah. He's actually from like our old neighborhood. Yeah, so we met him up here. And then so he came down. So it worked out good. It works out good because there's going to be a lot. I have like people that clean, and I have people that cut the grass, and then, you know, Dave has been taking like, the garbage out, and then he was looking for something to do. And him and his girlfriend, I'm like, hey, you kind of want to do it all? And he's like, sure.
Now they know where we're at.
Yeah.
The kids are.
I know.
When are you going to play that?
This won't air for another year, so.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, don't worry.
Is that PBS that we see?
Is, yeah.
Oh, well, hopefully. But
these guys are from Beaver Dam.
Okay.
Yeah.
These guys are from Madison.
Oh, are you?
This is my cousin, Ethan.
Well, actually, I live in Wanakee.
Oh, okay. I'm in Middleton.
So. Are you really? Oh, for God's sake. So you just drive up
not
here.
Not too far away. Yeah,
we stay at a place that they own over on off of, well, what road is that, you guys?
Off of
BB.
Yeah. Oh, cool. 7 years now we've been there.
Four years.
Four, no, five. More than
no,
that.
We stayed at Johnson's the first time.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
This is five.
Hey, Ethan come in there doing the store.
This is five.
If you own this, he's like, hey, can we come up?
Yeah.
They're all in the beds now.
Yeah.
I'm curious because this weather is so up and down.
Well, they went out. Even when it was raining, they put the thing up on the...
What end is this on here now? Just Chief Lake down here? No.
No, Chief Lake's farther that way. We're like Milwaukee.
Blueberry Flats.
Blueberry Flats.
Oh, you're in Milwaukee Bay.
Yeah, Milwaukee Bay's right over here. Blueberry
this
Flats.
This is Blueberry Flats.
Okay.
Yeah.
James Slough is right across the way.
So we're the East.
James
like,
Slough.
Okay. Blueberry. Yeah, this is Blueberry.
Yeah, we're, right in front of us.
Yeah, we're Blueberry Resort then. We're the lake.
Oh, yeah, on the other side.
The lake is the other side.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're not open.
You can't get through.
The campground's still there, but the resort's cool.
That should stand up a little bit. Sometimes see there.
And, so this is what bay yet?
Blueberry Flats. Yeah.
Where's Chicago, Minnesota? Then?
That's farther that way. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, this is like the ice fishing hotspot. Like in the winter, we'll have 80 people out there on the weekend on the ice. Like there's a big hole, you know, just like in front of Johnson's, there's that deep hole that people go for. Like everybody comes here for ice fishing.
Well, that's nice.
We let people park here and then just say, hey, as long as you come in and get a drink or whatever.
So you don't have your cabins open all year here then?
These are open. There's like six of them that are four season cabins.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, and then our duplex by you is four season.
Yep. So
actually, a friend of ours rented half of it for the winter.
Yeah, we were wondering if you wanted to.
Or just live in the duplex. Like they turned into one house. You know, so.
Yeah.
It's cheap when we got it. It's crazy.
Oh, I know.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to rent it out. We're going to get it again next year.
Yeah, we love it there. I mean, it's perfect for the kids. And we have one now that's 13, so he has his own boat.
Oh, that's cool.
We have four boats this year.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, it works out because you guys get the whole thing. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's like, you know, it's funny because some people complain that the bar's not open. But then, like, it's nice and it's quiet, though, too. Mm-hmm. Like,
that bar, well, that's what we were saying.
We wanted, we wanted to buy that place. Like, in hindsight, I'm so glad that instead of that.
Something I said with the garage is there, you could turn it easily into animals.
Yeah, and then two winters like we had with like no snowmobiling, yeah. It would have been tough because like this, we still have cabins and stuff yeah. like that.
That's just the bar.
You had to spend all that money just to add the bar, basically, is what we were doing.
Yeah. That's fish here right away, so that helps.
Yeah, oh yeah, like that helped us. Like 2 years ago when we had no snow, the ice fishing out here helped us get through the winter because like everyone was still out, there's enough ice to fish.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's a lot of people come in just.
So you guys do food here too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
homemade pizza.
Homemade Chicago style pizza, beef sandwich,
sandwich burgers. Stuff, so
everybody loves our pizzas.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to think about them.
Yeah.
We sure. talked about them. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, what do we bring up for eats? But we did have, they put all the fish that they caught in the freezer, so.
Oh, okay.
We may have a fish fry. We got, what, Friday night?
Yeah.
Maybe?
I was trying to go out this evening. I know the bluegill are probably all in the beds. Now, we were out fishing a couple weeks ago, and the females were up close, but the males are still
themselves. Oh, that's kind of hard to bite down there. Can't hard to find them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Crappies, too. Well, we're going to couple of them.
Yeah.
Crappies bite most of
the time. The guys that were in earlier today said some of the females, they caught some bluegills that females that very, like, looked like they're ready to spawn.
Yeah.
So they're very uncomfortable
bluegills,
they said.
I saw Dan, one of the guys, he's like kind of a guy, he's in Tiger Woods. He went out yesterday and had a whole cooler full of walleyes. He's just, I was saying it's been harder, but if you know where they're at, they're biting.
I think that's what they're going to try tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Walleyes. I keep saying, I'm biting a lot of guys. I don't walleye fish that much. Because I usually only have a little bit of time when I go out to fish. But like all the guides and stuff around there, like anytime.
Yeah, she's a husky fisher.
Okay. Yeah.
But she comes up here quite a bit and fishes.
Ooh.
Yeah, they do. They have a whole women's thing.
Yes.
Deerfoot.
Yes, Deerfoot. Oh, that's where they go. Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So she was telling me
Deerfoot,
that.
Yeah,
out of Deerfoot. Because Amanda's the owner of Deerfoot, is a big fisherman. Like, she fishes the muskie, all the muskie tournaments, so she qualifies.
Rain cake's actually good. Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's trying to get you a piece. Like, everything, but rain's is, I would say, it's good, yeah. It's, I mean, it's, you get to it. Is there anything in there? Rain cake is right on the corner, kind of right by you guys.
That's close.
It's pretty good, yeah.
That's close now.
Yeah, I thought they're. I probably remember there seven times, six times were real good, and one time I was like, Like you tried to hold your arm.
Yeah.
So how many
pick up
to the dining room? There's only like us.
That's weird, yeah.
We've been there too, and it was hard to. They only had like one waitress.
Yeah. But basically him and his wife.
Yeah.
I think it was two of there that was such waitresses, wasn't there?
I think they closed because they lost their cook.
It's funky. Yeah. Passed away.
Yeah, and they can't find them. Seems like the supper clubs are kind of dying.
They are.
Yeah. The rumor is they're supposed to build a high-end supper club over here. That's good.
I've heard that. That's interesting, but he just isn't ready yet.
Oh, the kid, yeah.
Alex.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kid?
No. A friend of ours.
Yeah.
His family has a resort, and they need his help right now. But, yeah.
Yeah, we were surprised. I mean,
there's
still people
obviously
taking care of
it.
Yeah, they open. Sir, you're in my window. So I'm trying to be nice, but I'm just kidding.
Why did you know you actually get in the window?
Well, I'm gonna get coverage. I'm gonna shoot it a bunch of different ways. Oh, you did?
Yeah. The reason it was quiet is because his son and my grandson were over in Minnesota to visit their brother. Had to spend 6 hours on the road to hang out here.
So he's just by himself?
Yeah. And he came out, he saw me down there, he saw me.
Oh, okay. Lit one up then.
What's that?
Lit one up then.
No, sure. He actually did. Probably. He's hoping to be able to go up tomorrow.
You want to open that up once? You. Wait. Stop. Door. There you go. Perfect.
Thank you.